Welcome to Hope Is Here, bringing hope to those struggling with life's difficult situations.
Welcome to Hope Is Here. Roddy is here, and I'm sure a lot of you have had a long week and kind of dragging a little bit, but got a great pick-me-up for you, and it's not another cup of coffee or Mountain Dew, your caffeine choice, but we're going to be talking with Mr. Enthusiasm, Tommy Lanham, with us today. And as obviously people know that have been listening to Hope Is Here the past 3.5 years, my word is hope. Well, Tommy Lanham, his word is enthusiasm, and it's one thing to have a word, but it's another thing to live it. And Tommy's been a guest on this program several times through the years, and we always get great feedback from him. He was in Kentucky for a while, but now he is in the big city of New York City, and I'm thankful that because of technology, we can still stay in touch. Tommy, it's great to have you on this morning with us on Hope Is Here, man. Thanks for being with us.
Greg, I always appreciate being on your show. I love your show. I think you're doing a great work, and it's just an honor to be a small part of that. So thank you for having me on.
Well, we always love having you, get great feedback from our listeners when they hear you on the radio with us or on the podcast. Tommy is an author. He is a life coach. He is a motivational speaker. If you're looking for a speaker for your event, look no further than him. You need to check out his website, TommyLanham.com. That's TommyLanham.com. But, Tommy, let's talk a little bit about that word enthusiasm. Man, we need it on Fridays. People starting to get a little fatigued mentally, physically, and emotionally. What does the word enthusiasm mean to you?
Well, Greg, the word enthusiasm, to me, it's got a history. And it is a spiritual word. The word, the E-N comes from a Greek word that means in. And the T-H-U-S is actually a form of the Greek word theos, which is the Greek word for God. It's where we get our English word theology, a study of God. And the literal meaning originally of the word enthusiasm was God in you or God inspired. Now today it just means you have a lively interest or an extreme eagerness to do something. But I've kind of come up with my own definition, kind of combining the modern-day definition and the original definition. And this is how I define enthusiasm for me and those that I speak to and work with. Enthusiasm is a God-inspired fire ignited deep within your soul that drives you to never settle, to live with passion, and to turn the world upside down.
Man, I like that. I like that. You know, obviously, Tommy, anytime you try to do something positive, uplifting, like enthusiasm or word hope, there's always things that kind of try to take you down from that. And one of the things you wrote in an article that you wrote about enthusiasm on your website and on your blog is you talked about the mundanians. Talk to us about what the mundanians are.
The mundanians. I love it. One of the words that would be considered the opposite of enthusiasm is the word mundane. Now, the traditional meaning of that word mundane is to be common or ordinary or unimaginative. But what most people don't know, and I didn't know until I really looked into it, is that it also has a spiritual meaning. The word mundane, one of the definitions is of or relating to this world or earth as contrasted with heaven, worldly or earthly. And we know by reading in the Bible that, you know, when we talk about being worldly in the Bible, that is not a positive thing. That is a negative thing. And so I've actually come up with, again, my own definition of the word mundane, and it relates to my definition of enthusiasm. And mundane is a worldly, imprisoned mediocrity that steals, kills, and destroys your soul and restrains you until you settle for the status quo, you live a passionless life, and barely even make a dent in the world. So, what are mundanians? Mundanians, coming from that word mundane, are those things that steal our enthusiasm And, of course, we've been through a big one here over the past year and a half with the coronavirus and the shutdown and many other things that have gone on in our country and even throughout the world. It just kind of stills our enthusiasm. Sometimes those mundanians can be things outside of us like that. It could be a relationship that we're in. It could be things going on with our job. It could be the economy or our own personal finances. But oftentimes it's also those internal mundanians, the way we feel about ourselves. It's that negative self-talk we consistently give ourselves that stops us from moving forward. It steals our enthusiasm. So that's what those mundanians are. It's anything big or small that tries to steal our enthusiasm.
Well, you're right. We definitely have had to deal with the mundanians over the past year as we have dealt with COVID-19. And obviously people are like, okay, man, I've definitely got some mundanians. How do you overcome the mundanians in your life?
Well, I think it's a simple process, but it's not always easy to do. First of all, you just got to identify what your mundanian is. What is it, both the external and the internal? Now, it's typically pretty easy for us to identify the external ones, what's going on around us or how somebody's treating us or what job we're at or something like that. It's easy to identify those. Sometimes it's a little more difficult to identify those internal mundanians, dealing with our own attitudes, our own mindset, our own self-talk. But we've got to identify those as well if we want to overcome the mundanians. And then once you identify it, is develop an intentional plan how to get through that. If you're dealing with negative self-talk, you may replace that with positive self-talk. If you're dealing with some negative relationships, it may be time for you to choose different relationships. I know you've heard this, that we're the average of the 5 to 10 people we spend the most time with. And so if those 5 to 10 people are bringing you down, maybe you need to choose a new 5 to 10 people to hang out with. It's just you just got to be intentional about developing a plan. And then the third one, and I think this relates to what I was talking about a minute ago, is create an enthusiasm team. Get people around you who are going to encourage you. And I don't mean that they push you so much that they stress you, but they love you, they encourage you, they pray with you, and they want to see you move forward. They want you to live out that enthusiastic life. And so you create that enthusiasm team around you.
Well, when I was assistant basketball coach at Western Kentucky University back in the 90s, I worked for Ralph Willard, who was a disciple of Rick Pitino, coached with him at the New York Knicks and at the University of Kentucky. And one of the things that he just reiterated every day with us as coaches and the players was, guys, you got to do everything with a tremendous amount of enthusiasm. And Ralph was a New Yorker, and you still have your Kentucky accent, even though you've been up in New York now, I believe, about a year and a half. But, I mean, there's no shortcuts, is there? I mean, if you don't do things without enthusiasm, I mean, it's really challenging to have success in your life, isn't it?
It is. And regardless of what your skill level is, if you don't have an enthusiasm for what you're doing, your skill set will not sustain you. I think it was Ralph Waldo Emerson that says that everything that is accomplished, it's accomplished by enthusiasm. Norman Vincent Peale said enthusiasm is the difference maker. And it's the ability, what enthusiasm does, it gives us the ability to keep moving forward when we hit the walls. Because we will always hit walls. We will fall down, we'll stumble. There will always be things in front of us that will keep us from moving forward. And if we lose the enthusiasm, then it's going to be easy to give up. It's going to be easy to give up. Success is going from failure to failure without a loss of enthusiasm. I think it was Churchill that said that originally. And it really is. I mean, we're all going to have failure in our life. But if we can go to failure without a loss of enthusiasm, that will eventually lead us to success.
Well, I do love that quote by Winston Churchill. I think I saw you post it on your Facebook page recently. And if you just tuned in, we were talking with Tommy Lanham. He is a author of several books. He is also a life coach. He's a motivational speaker. He's also a pastor, co-pastors Glen Cove Christian Church up in New York. And Tommy, one of the things, though, that I think sometimes, and yeah, I saw this on you written recently on your blog, I encourage you to check that out at TommyLanham.com, is that, you know, sometimes maybe we get enthusiasm and excitement confused a little bit. Can you kind of clarify that for our listeners?
Absolutely. And sometimes people think enthusiasm is just, you know, always being up and always walking around with a smile so big on your face you could eat a banana sideways. And that's not necessarily enthusiasm. Enthusiasm comes from within. If you look at those two words, excitement, you see the beginning of excitement. It's kind of an exit there. It's those things that are outside of you. We get excited about things outside of us. You know, when the University of Kentucky Wildcats won the college basketball championship in 2012, I was excited about that. I celebrated that. I love watching my Kentucky Wildcats. This past season, I wasn't so excited, okay? there wasn't a whole lot to be excited about. But enthusiasm, you see that EN, meaning in, that comes from within you. It's that God-inspired fire ignited deep within your soul. And it's not as affected by things that are going on around us. It's deeper, it's more significant, it has more meaning than just excitement. I'm not anti-excitement, I like being excited, but enthusiasm is just a much more significant word than excitement.
Tommy, you recently wrote a mantra about being an enthusiast. Can you share that with us?
Yeah, it's crazy. I wrote this, and it's actually been a couple of years ago that I wrote this. I wrote this after watching The Greatest Showman, which is loosely, and I emphasize the word loosely based on P.T. Barnum's life, but it's a very inspiring movie. And when I got home, I went down to my office, and I just began to write. And one of the things that came out of that was this and mantra, that I call it, about what it means to be an enthusiast. And it goes like this. It says, I am escaping the mundane jungle and living as an enthusiast. I am ready to leave the mediocre and the status quo behind. The box that so many talk about may inform me, but it will not contain me. I will fight the fight, run the race, step beyond my stride. I will seek out the greatness in others so we could share our journey together. I cannot be satisfied. It is not in my DNA. I cannot grasp the concept of arrival. I am only limited by my imagination, and my imagination is limitless and running wild. I cannot control it, and therefore it is controlling me. The greatest nation in the world is imagination. I cannot be still, I cannot be held, I cannot be settled. Here I go. My time has come. I will surpass myself daily. I cannot hold back. I serve God with no limitations. I serve a God with no limitations, and therefore when I allow God's power to work through me, I have no limits. I have left the land of the mundanians. They are no longer my tribe. They are too small to fit me any longer. I have entered the land of the enthusiasts. Igniting my enthusiasm has become my daily routine. The enthusiasts will change the world, and any part they cannot change, they will leave to its own small, mediocre, status quo, mundane demise. I have not come this far to only come this far. There is still more enthusiasm to spread, and I will be the number one enthusiasm spreader in the world.
Wow. Powerful, powerful. I love that. Tommy, unfortunately, we're out of time, man, but always great to have you on. Hope is here, man. Tell your wonderful wife, precious wife, Tammy, we said hello, and man, best wishes with all your speaking and your books. If you want to find out more about Tommy, check him out at TommyLanham.com. That's TommyLanham.com.
Thank you for listening to Hope is Here podcast. To listen to one of our previous programs or to make a tax-deductible donation, please go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today.